Loaf for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
Fresh mood in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Triple M.
We've seen a lot of people, especially here in regional WA, travel around. We're seeing so many grey nomads and caravans coming through. So that's a really good sign. But the overall picture of tourism in Australia, what's happening? Paint the picture for us.
Yeah, we're having a nice little bubble at the moment in terms of local supporting local tourism industries, but really the whole sector overall is in a very precarious position, and it's kind of been devastated, and that kind of goes back to the bushfires that we saw happen right at the beginning of the year. It was already in trouble then, and the impact of COVID-19 has been quite devastating. To give you some numbers, in 2019, tourism contributed $60 billion to the economy.
Wow.
and employed 5% of all Australians. And it was one of the key drivers of Australia's economic growth. So it was a huge kind of component to the way that we were living in prosperous times. We had 9 million international travellers come in, and of those 9 million, they contributed 45 billion of that 60 billion. So the rest came from domestic tourism. So therefore, what we're looking at is how do these tourism regions and these tourism operators make up that 45 billion, which is basically gone from the economy and from their regions immediately. It's just disappeared. It's quite scary when you have the Australian Tourism Industry Council also coming out saying that we're going to lose 1 in 5 businesses in tourism areas by the end of this impact, and it'll probably take something like 5 years for the sector to recover. They're all kind of very scary stats for anyone that's in a tourist community.
So what can locals do and Aussies do to help support these local tourism businesses?
Yeah, so what we're saying is there's a couple of things that we can do that is going to support people in the short term. And one is to travel local and to travel frequently. So maybe instead of thinking about doing a 2 or 3 week holiday, actually can you do a 2, 3, 4 night holiday and do them several times throughout the course of the next couple of the months? Also explore your own backyard more frequently. So for instance, if you have never been down to Margaret River, go down to Margaret River. If you've never gone to Ningaloo Reef, go to Ningaloo Reef. Now is the time to kind of do it. And we've seen a lot of West Australian residents in particular doing a really good job at kind of, rallying behind that call to arms. The other big trend that's kind of appearing at the moment is people want to be outdoors. They're kind of avoiding cities, or they're avoiding kind of like large events, because I think they're a little bit, they're a little bit wary of being in big crowds. So anything that's got an outdoors bent to it seems to be really popular at the moment. So that might be hiking, that might be fishing, that might be canoeing, kayaking, all those kind of activities. The other thing that we're also saying is get the kids involved. So sit down with the kids and kind of work out where you want to go and have that chat and make it a family decision and go from there as well. So there's a great opportunity to kind of, to kind of challenge the entire family to kind of go somewhere that they've never been before.
Yeah, 100%. And it's sort of on us to take up the challenge, because I know when the cafes and the coffee shops all shut up shop, we really got behind it. And, we all decided, all right, we're going to start eating takeaway, and the businesses that never did takeaway before switched to takeaway, and everyone sort of got behind them and supported them. Now it's time to turn to the tourism sector, I guess.
Yeah, that's a really great example, because I think that we've seen it happening now, and which is really, really great. But it can't be a short-term thing, because, again, the international borders don't look like they're going to be open in 2020 at all. So the earliest we're going to see any travellers coming back into the country would be 2021. And these businesses are going to have to survive, 6, 8, 9, 12 months without that kind of, that money coming through. So it is on us to not just help them in the kind of the next sort of, 4 to 8 to 12 weeks. It's actually a lot longer than that. And that's why we're saying travel locally, travel frequently. That's the way to keep these businesses sustained.
Well, get out there, explore your own backyard. And Chris Sire, travel expert and Lonely Planet spokesperson, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.